Nate Morris backs America First tariffs, Mitch McConnell opposes Trump policies. By Sean Moran on October 29, 2025. Kentucky Senate Republican candidate Nate Morris voiced his support for President Donald Trump's tariff policies, while Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, has continued to oppose the president's agenda. McConnell on Tuesday issued a statement attacking President Trump's tariffs. He said, "Protectionists in Washington insist that the past several months have vindicated the policy of indiscriminate trade war against both close allies and strategic adversaries. But Kentuckians are especially well equipped to sort the bluster from the truth. New trade barriers imposed this year have made it harder to sustain the supply chains that let thousands of Kentuckians build cars and appliances in the Commonwealth. Retaliatory tariffs on American products have turned agricultural income upside down for many of Kentucky's nearly 70,000 family farms. Bourbon has been caught in the crossfire from day one. And consumers are paying higher prices across the board as the true costs of trade barriers fall inevitably on them." McConnell was one of the five Senate Republicans to vote to end Trump's tariffs on Brazil. Morris, a staunch supporter of Trump's America First platform, responded to McConnell's criticisms, saying, "If at this point you don't understand that President Trump is fighting for the best interests of the American worker and swampy career politicians like Mitch McConnell or not, I really don't know what to tell you." He continued, "President Trump's trade policy and tariffs, which I enthusiastically support, have already proven to be a complete success. They're bringing in revenue, they're bringing bad actors like communist China to heel. They're protecting American jobs and raising wages for American workers. Why anyone who was sent to Washington to represent the American people would oppose President Trump's agenda is beyond me. We have been getting ripped off for decades because globalists in both parties, from Barack Obama to Mitch McConnell, refuse to put America first. It's time we draw a line in the sand. You either stand with the globalists or you put America and its workers first." My opponent, Andy Barr, has made it clear he would vote just like Mitch McConnell in opposing the president's agenda. "President Trump deserves a senator from Kentucky, a state he won by 30 points, who supports his economic policy to protect the wages of American workers and fight for America's working class. I'm proud to say I stand with President Trump 100% of the time, including and especially regarding his tariffs," he concluded in his statement. Morris's primary opponent, Representative Andy Barr, RKY, has said that the ideal tariff level is zero. The Club for Growth released an ad stating that Barr voted for a bill that forces corporate America to diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies.